When Betrayal opened in London in 1978, it got mixed reviews, not least from the eminent theatre critic Michael Billington. He now sees it as a great play, and as Harold Pinter's biographer, is uniquely qualified to talk about the man, his writing, and his long affair with TV presenter Joan Bakewell, on which the play is based. Hello, I'm Fiona Gruber, and I started off by asking Michael Billington, did audiences realise the play was centred on actual events?
People certainly didn't realise it was autobiographical. I mean, at the time, Harold was known to be having a relationship, later marriage, to Antonia Fraser. I think people assumed it was about that. The actual discovery of the play's origins only came when I wrote a biography of Harold in 1996. And I've never forgotten this moment. I went to interview Joan Bakewell because she was a friend of Harold's. And suddenly the defences came down. She said to me, Michael, I think before we go any further, I think I should tell you the truth. And then she told me that she and Harold had an affair, and that was the origin of Betrayal. And what was interesting was Joan said very specifically the play is like a diary of their relationship. She said everything is, all the details, she said, are absolutely correct, down to the fact there's a crucial scene in Venice and a letter is delivered to the poste restante in Venice, opened by the wrong person, etc., etc. When I talked to Harold about it, he says, no, he said, the play has its roots in life, but it's a work of art, and I'm working from my, not just my memory, but from my experience of what this situation is like. So in other words, they never quite resolved that contradiction. For Joan, it was a confession or a diary. For Harold, it was a work of art.
What was Harold Pinter like as a man?
Harold was an extremely complicated man. The reputation he had was of being rather sort of ferocious and fierce and intimidating and angry. All those words were constantly applied to him in the press. Once you got to know him, you found that he was also extremely kind-hearted, generous, and very loyal to people. I think that was the thing that always struck me about Harold, loyal to people he trusted.
So you say he was loyal, and yet at the heart of the play Betrayal is his own betrayal of his wife, of a friend. Was that just due to an overwhelming lust or love?
Well, it's not for me to say what started the affair, except I should say Joan Bakewell was very famous at the time. She did a BBC late-night television programme on BBC Two. She interviewed Harold on that several times, and she was famously attractive. I mean, it's a very sexist phrase, but at the time, one contributor dubbed it the thinking man's crumpet, and we all sat there admiring Joan. So, yes, I mean, lust and love obviously combined. The thing to say, though, is that when the affair was carried out, which was basically the 1960s, Harold's marriage to Vivian Merchant was already in a state of, I think, disrepair. I think it could not have been put together again. Joan was married to a BBC radio producer. But when I talked, when she talked to me about the affair for my book on Harold, she stressed that she and Harold had a lot of sort of moral anxiety about it. She said it wasn't something that was frivolous or casual or, you know, a brief weekend. It was something they sort of agonised over slightly. Whether that makes any better morally, I don't know. But I think that's an important thing to remember. It wasn't just a light-hearted fling.
In the play, Jerry is the best man mm-hmm. of Robert and Emma at their wedding, and then the affair takes place. And you get the sense that male rivalry is terribly important as a driver in this. Was Pinter very competitive himself?
Well, Harold was very competitive. Just to go back to a point about the play, I think you're right, but I think also what the play shows is how close the two men are, how close Robert and Jerry are. And what Pinter touches on is some very strange qualities, certainly in British life, not homosexuality necessarily, but homosociality. The idea that, you know, men are more comfortable together, having a beer, playing squash. There is a camaraderie amongst men, which is very different from men's relationship to women. But on your other point, yes, Harold was competitive in many ways. I mean, I think anything to do with sport, he was deeply competitive. Cricket, as you know, was one of his passions. Not one of, the passion. In other ways, I'm not sure Harold was competitive in that he had to be better than other playwrights, for example. I think Harold, in my experience, was very generous to other playwrights and had lots of close friendships. He was very close to Tom Stoppard, although they're very different writers. He was close to David Hare, again, they're very different writers. I didn't think Harold wanted to be top dog artistically, but I think if it came to anything to do with sport, don't forget at school he was an athletics champion, you know, he was a good footballer, etc. He had that urge, I think, always to be to beat the opposition if it was anything to do with sporting rivalry, not necessarily in life.
But he was he came from a working class Jewish background in Hackney, East London, and his relationships tend to be with quite upper class women. Was that another aspect of an aspiration, or was he just, you know, was it just happenstance?
I think the simple truth is Harold loved women. I mean, I just mean that as a statement of fact. Liked women, loved women. And I noticed when Harold was in the company of women, although I said there was this close male camaraderie, if there was a woman in the room, Harold would, his eyes would twinkle, you know, and he would try and charm her. Not seduce her, but just charm her. So I don't think he was driven by a sort of class desire, you know, to, necessarily make it with women from the highest bracket. I think he and Antonia were just instantly intellectually compatible.
Now, looking at the play, how does Betrayal fit in to Harold Pinter's oeuvre overall?
I think you can safely say Betrayal is part of the sort of second stage of Harold Pinter's career. And in the first half, in the late 50s, early 60s, plays like The Birthday Party, The Caretaker, The Homecoming, he's sort of writing within the realistic tradition. In other words, there are houses with walls and, you know, and there are separate acts, Act 1, Act 2. And there are, in The Birthday Party, very strong curtain lines. You know, don't forget he was an actor in the English repertory system and inherited all that love of the well-crafted play. But then a break comes, I think, after The Homecoming, and the plays get much starker, much more minimalist. And he cuts away all the sort of surrounding paraphernalia. And, of course, famously, what he does in Betrayal is reverse the narrative order. So events start, as it were, at the end, and then we trace them back to their beginning. And he just said once, he sat down and wrote a scene in a pub, you know, which was a meeting of two people who had been lovers. And he just, it followed from there, and he just followed his instinct to see, how did they get to this point? What was the reason, you know, for their breakup, etc.? So I don't think he sat down consciously and said, I'm going to write a sort of avant-garde play with reverse chronology. I think he just, as so often in his writing, followed his subconscious. And, of course, it worked extremely well because by the end of the play, you know what the sort of sad outcome is going to be, and yet the affair at the very end of the play starts with a moment of hope and idealism and infinite possibility.
Yes, but also I feel that the beginning of the play, it starts with one man wanting another man's woman.
But it happens, doesn't it? And I would say by the time we get to that point in the play, we've seen the consequences, haven't we? We've seen that the consequence of that sort of following your instinct, where does it lead? Well, it leads to the breakup in the end of friendships as well as sexual relationships, because obviously the relationship of the lover and the husband, Jerry and Robert, is never going to be repaired. So I think the play isn't a sort of celebration of the male primeval lust. It's a rather elegiac account, actually, of the consequences of that.
He died in 2008. Here we are in 2015. And this play was written 1978. But the menace and humour and acuity with which he kind of skewers people's emotions and their motivations seems as fresh as ever. Do you feel that people will be putting on Pinter's in 100 years' time?
If they're doing theatre in 100 years' time, I think they'll be doing Pinter along with Shakespeare and Chekhov and Ibsen. I'm not saying Harold is automatically on that level, but I think his plays have that quality of durability for several reasons. One is that they're very well constructed. You know, that's why they stand the test of time. They're not loosely written or sloppily written. They're very carefully honed. But the other reason, the main one, is they chime with our own experience of life. And one of the things I think all Pinter's plays are about is memory and the way our experience of the present, this moment, is shaped and invaded by our memories of the past. And the memories may be true or they may be false, but we live in this kind of dual time frame, and I think that is so profoundly true. No, one doesn't go through the day, any day, without some sort of image coming to one, you know, something someone says or something you see triggers some recollections of past encounters. And I think Harold pins that down. I think he also pins down our insecurity and the way life becomes, in the end, a kind of battle for survival. You know, we're always, like Harold argues, in some sort of alien territory, and we always have to somehow survive. And even a chance encounter can become a test, a contest, a battle of wills. So Harrell pins these things down, and although I said the plays are personal and autobiographical, what he does is derive a universal meaning from his own experience.
Michael Billington, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much. That was fun.
Melbourne Theatre Company presents Betrayal by Harold Pinter, a State Theatre Company of South Australia production, from the 26th of August at Southbank Theatre. Book online at mtc.com.au/betrayal or phone the box office on 03 8688 0800. This podcast is part of the MTC Talk series. To listen to more episodes from the series, visit mtc.com.au/mtctalks or search for MTC Talks in the iTunes Store or on SoundCloud.